and the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so bold, most thundering, storming, sound of soul.
I just want you to know how sorry we are that things got so fucked up with us and Mr. Wallace. We got into this thing with the best intentions, really. I never...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace...
What?
What country you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it? Then you know what I'm saying. Describe what Marcellus Wallace looked like.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? Suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
Buenas tardes, aquí estamos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. En Radio Enlace aquí, 107.5 FM, también en las redes www.radioenlace.org. Welcome to el foro musical Mr. Q. It's 3 minutes past 8 o'clock here, local time in España, Spain. That includes Catalonia, unfortunately. There you go. Las 8 y 3 aquí, una horita menos en Canarias. Seguimos con la buena música, la foro musical de Mr. Q hasta las 9 con vosotros. Y como siempre, damos las gran gracias al DJ Álvaro Gutiérrez con Q Music. Todos sábados hasta las 8. We kick off here with Suspicious Minds. That's what's happening in Catalonia. Everybody's very suspicious, I guess. American song written and first recorded by American songwriter Mark James. What you doing to me? But after his recording failed commercially, the song was handed to the King, Elvis Presley, and produced by Chips Moman. You know, becoming number one in 1969. And probably one of the most notable hits of Presley's career. Suspicious Minds, baby, regarded as the single that returned Presley's career success in 1969. I can't walk out. Following his 68 comeback special, his 18th number one single in the US, and in 2004, Rolling Stone ranked it number 91 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Suspicious Minds, 1968, from Elvis Presley, written by Mark James. A big shout to listeners, welcome to the Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Yes, you know who you are, from the US to South America, to Africa, to Asia, to Europe. Special shout to Emu and Arlette, tuning in and wagging their tails. We've Disco. Lots of music news today until 9 o'clock with you in www.radioenlace.org. Only with Mr. Q. Shout also to Alex if you're tuning in from Madrid, Paul in New York, and everybody else.
Mr. Q.
A mí me gusta Mr. Q.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, trying to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who placed the call. Marco took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Well, we continue with some country rock here. Memphis, Tennessee, sometimes shortened to Memphis, written by Chuck Berry. First release in 1959. Charted number 6 in the UK, 1963. At the same time, Decca Records issued a cover version in the UK by Dave Berry and the Cruisers, which also became a top 20 hit. Memphis, Tennessee here by Elvis Presley.
Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. Tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she was waving me goodbye. With hurry home drops on her cheeks that trickled from her eye. Marie is only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee here, tuning in to 107.5 FM and Fotomusica Mr. Q, single by Chuck Berry on the A-side back in the USA, released 1959 as a 7-inch single on Chess Records. We continue with some more music, going a bit country style here with a title, Song Cocaine Blues.
I went right home and I went to bed. That 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun. Took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking the pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Said, yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down because she made me sore. I thought I was her daddy, but she had 5 more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dried up carcass in the county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied the sheriff coming down the line. A handy cough mask, he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into the district court. Into the courtroom, my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge commence to look about. In about 5 minutes, in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen.
99 years in the Folsom Pen, 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Well, the Johnny Cash song from 1968, retaken by Joaquin Phoenix, Joaquin Phoenix. We continue here with some good Gaelic music, Irish Party in the Third Class, titled Gaelic Storm. We continue in 107.5 FM. Big shout to London crew also, and the Midlands crew if you're tuning in to El Foro Musical de Mr. Q. Celtic band Gaelic Storm. Their musical output includes the pieces from traditional Irish music, Scottish music also, original tunes in both the Celtic and Celtic rock genres. They formed in 1996, and they're still going. Bit of Celtic rock here, only in Foro Musical and Mr. Q. Today being the 23rd of September, first day of autumn, leaves falling, grass going yellow, sun is going down, but the music continues. History about Gaelic Storm. Origins can be traced back to 1996 when Patrick Murphy and Steve Waymayer joined with Steve Twigger and Ulian Piper Brian Walsh to perform at O'Brien's Irish Pub and Restaurant in Santa Monica, California, of which Murphy was the manager. Sure, he had too many Guinnesses. And this led to a number of fights and a number of pub performances for the next year. Then in 1997, Gaelic Storm appeared in the film Titanic as the steerage band, performing an Irish Party in Third Class, which is what we're listening to. Only with Mr. Q. We continue here in the Foro Musical, Mr. Q. A bit of Mean Mary, yes, American bluegrass blues folk artist from Nashville, Tennessee. Native from Nashville. On fast banjo.
Lord, the plains as lovers do we race beneath the summer sun.
Song is called Iron Horse.
My dusky eyes met his soul blue, our soaring spirits breathed as one. Blazed our love across the sky, surrendered to its ancient force. Until the day he said goodbye and climbed aboard the Iron Horse. I heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it on. divide. But though my steed had the stronger will, the iron horse had the longer stride. Whistle cut me like a blade, I loaded screaming, spoke he cried. How could he leave his Indian maid? I'll ride like wind and ask him why. Astride my fearless painted dun, I chose my pace and set my course. To catch this demon on the run, my steed against this iron horse. Heard its challenge loud and shrill as we chased it up the great divide. And though my steed had the stronger will, the higher horse had the longer stride. Through the thunder of its blare, I yelled my fury at the beast. Wasted words lost in the air as it roared its way forever east, and the iron horse's speed
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light, and the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up,
when to hold up,
know when to fold up,
when to fold up,
know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
You're tuning in here to 107.5 FM and Fiddle Music Hour, Mr. Q, with Kenny Rogers from his album The Gambler from November 1978. Country music here. Actually, this song was written by Don Schultz and recorded by several artists, most famously by American country music singer Kenny Rogers.
When the deal is done.
Only in Fiddle Music Hour, Mr. Q.
Go ahead. Make my day, make my day, make my day.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads,
home. Country Roads are written by Bill Danoff, Taffy Nevert, and John Denver. Yes, a success, considering it's autumn from today onwards. Kind of that autumn music. Its success and initial release was certified gold by the RIAA on August 18th, 1971, and went platinum in 2017. In April, the song became one of John Denver's most popular and beloved songs. Still very popular around the world, has continued to sell with over a million digital copies sold in the US. Considered to be Denver's signature song. Also a prominent status as an iconic symbol of West Virginia, which it describes as almost heaven. For example, it was played at the funeral memorial for US Senator Robert Byrd in 2010. And in March 2014, it became one of several official state anthems of West Virginia. Single by John Denver and Taffy Nevert from their album Poems, Prayers and Promises, 1971, on RCA Records.
Yesterday, country roads, take me home.
Big shout to Alex Starstaff if you're tuning in here. Also Sassy and Nick, all the way from London.
West Virginia.
Belen and Edu in Las Castillas. Mama. Jose Maite para el desayuno mañana. Yvonne, Ilian, Osama, Simon, Dave, Anita, if you're all tuning in here. Big shout also to Arlette and Emu from Catalonia. Yep, still belongs to Spain, still. Mount Mama, take me home, country roads.
To become aware of my own sensuality, I first become fully aware of my own tactile sense. In dim light, I close my eyes and remove my clothes.
Well, this is dedicated here from the Foro Musical de Mr. Q for Arlette in Andai, El Basque Country, País Vasco. Crazy Mama.
Crazy Mama. Crazy mama, where you been so long? You been hiding out, I know that's true. Crazy mama, sure need you. Crazy mama, where you been so long?
From J.J. Cale, from his 1971 Naturally album. That's J.J. Cale. Yes, John Weldon, who unfortunately passed away in 2013. American guitarist, singer and songwriter. Great band, probably Mr. Q's favourite artist. We continue here with a bit of Lowrider. By J.J. Cale. Mr. Q. Well, it's coming up to 8:30 local time. Las 8 y media aquí, una horita menos en Inglaterra y también en Canarias. Seguimos en el foro musical de Mr. Q. On J.J. Cale, yes, one of the originators of the Tulsa sound, a loose genre drawing on blues, rockabilly, country, and jazz. Lowrider.
She carries a 45 on her hip. She takes no bother, she takes no lip. Don't put your hands on my rider today. She is mine. She is my lowrider. Some say she's bad, but she's better than no rider.
in the morning, I get my kicks when she shows me all her tricks. A love of mine, you know she's fine, I say. She is mine, Lowrider. She is mine, Lowrider. Some say she's bad, but she's better than Lowrider.
From 1971 here in El Foro Musical, Mr. Q. We pass on to 1972 with Sunday Morning Coming Down, a Johnny Cash album released in 1972, and a compilation of previously released tracks. It consists of songs previously recorded in albums made from prison concerts or live albums.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, through my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair, and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Para Jose Maide, Sunday Morning, actually written by Chris Christopherson, Sunday Morning Coming Down, on his Johnny Cash Sunday Morning Coming Down album, 1972, country, rockabilly, and a bit of gospel.
And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday Morning Coming Down, a song by Johnny Cash, written by Kris Kristofferson, 1972, from the Greatest Hits album by Johnny Cash. Seguimos aquí en el Foro Musical, Mr. Q. We're going to continue with some more John Weldon or J.J. Cale. Yes, a bit more of, Cajun blues and all that kind of thing. Well, we're going to continue with Call Me the Breeze, one of J.J. Cale's most animated songs, Call Me the Breeze. Only with Mr. Q. Breeze coming up between legs, you know what I mean? It's autumn now, so we got to cover up.
They call me the breeze. I keep low and low. They call me the breeze. I keep blowing and low.
The man born in Oklahoma, J.J. Cale, born in 1938, passed away 2013, American Cajun blues, swamp rock, country rock, red dirt, and Tulsa sound man. Well, it's time for a bit of musical information here, yes, in 107.5 FM. That's what we're here for also. What's happening in the world of music? Well, we've got Dweezil Zappa, who will not be on the Frank Zappa hologram tour. The split between Frank Zappa's children over how to honor their father's legacy continues. Eric Ike, a former Corrosion of Conformity, a singer, he passed away after his first full-length album, Eye for an Eye. Former Hanoi rock singer Michael Monroe celebrates a 30-year solo career with new best compilation also. Michael Monroe talks about Hanoi rocks, his solo career, and much more. We've got the Pretenders also, who have announced a new edition of their most recent album, titled Alone, which will come with a second disc of 15 live tracks recorded over the past year. Information about Pink Floyd, yes, Roger Waters feuds with local TV station after news reports leads to youth dance group cancelling concert appearances.
I'm not so wild.
Roger Waters' outspoken politics are well known to anyone who's spent any length of time listening to his music. But he hasn't been to Barcelona, has he? Well, he has to play. What do you think about Catalonia, eh, Roger? Phil Collen, the guitarist from Def Leppard, he looks back on Def Leppard's Hysteria exclusive video premiere. Takes fans on a trip back in time to the genres of some of the biggest hits from the group's Hysteria album. Got the Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bollocks. Yes, they get their 40th anniversary reissue. One and only album, Never Mind the Bollocks, from the Sex Pistols, being reissued to celebrate its 40th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Plastic State of Mind.
And talking about anniversaries, we've got also Led Zeppelin's 50th anniversary in 2018 to be celebrated with a series of high-profile events. Led Zepp's record label Warner Music Group are planning a series of high-profile events in 2018 to celebrate the band's 50th anniversary. Do not miss it! A bit more, yes, we've got Jimmy Fallon and Paul McCartney cover Wonderful Christmas. Christmas Time on Holiday Rule Volume 2, an album featuring Norah Jones, Roseanne Cash, Muna, and many more. Don't miss that one. Finally, Pete Townsend, the guitarist from The Who, revealed secret marriage. Yes, a year-long sabbatical. Pete Townsend has gone public with the news of his marriage to longtime partner Rachel Fuller. Well, enhorabuena, congratulations. We continue here with a little bit of Dead South. In hell, I'll be in good company. Dead South recorded and released three albums. Their most recent album, Illusion and Doubt, charted number 2 at the Bluegrass US charts. Group formed in 2012. Folk music, and here they go with a bit of folk bluegrass, only in El Foro Musical de Mr. Q.
Shoulder, oh babe, don't know what I'm gonna do.
In hell, I'll be in good company by the Dead South. What else have we got for you with the list of October 2017 new music releases? Yes, they feature a number of highly anticipated studio albums, live projects and reissues, such as Robert Plant's 11th studio LP again finds him working with the sensational Shape Shifters, his collaborators in 2014's Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. The new Carry Fire album also features a guest turned by Chrissy Hyde from the Pretenders. The Who also have two new offerings planned, one in a concert and the other archival Tommy live at the Royal Albert Hall, showcasing a rare complete performance of their classic rock opera from last spring, Maximum As and Bees. Meanwhile, collects every single A and B side as well as every EP they ever released. Company. Other concert albums due in October include Jeff Beck's Live in the Hollywood Bowl, which finds the guitarist marking 50 years as a recording artist with a special star-studded cast. We've also got 11th studio album, Walk the Earth, from Europe, and the first since 2015's War of Kings. Danny Harrison, also a son of George Harrison, will reissue his first ever solo album after several group efforts in a series of projects related to his late father. Well, that's all the music news we've got for you today. We continue here with a bit of Gloria from Them. Yes, a song written by North Irish singer Van Morrison, originally recorded by Morrison's band Them in 1964 and released as the B-side of Baby, Please Don't Go. Gloria.
Tell you about now, baby. You know, she comes around. She's about 5'4". I'm from her head to the ground. You know, she comes around here. I just about midnight. She make her feel so good, love. She make her feel all right. Name is G. L. Whoa. R. I. G-L-Y.
Gloria.
G-L-Y.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it all night.
Gloria.
I'm gonna shout it every day.
Gloria.
Yeah. Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good. I wanna say she make me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Watch her come to my house. She knock upon my door. And then she come to my room. Now she make me feel alright.
Tuning in 107.5 FM and Fromage Gala, Mr. Q with Them, 1964, Gloria. Became a garage rock staple and a part of many rock bands' repertoires. We continue here with our last track for today from Rare. Yes, I know I'm losing you. 1970, Your Love Is Fading, I Feel It Fade. From Rare Earth, I Know I'm Losing You here, only in Fromage Gala, the Mr. Q. 1966 hit single recorded by The Temptations for the Gordies. And 1970 version by Motown's rock band Rare Earth for the Ecology album Rare Earth. But before we go, you can't tune out without knowing that the Rolling Stones will be playing in Barcelona, sí, en Cataluña, los Rolling Stones. Estadio Olympic, Luis. Yes, Estadio Olympic, 27 September.
Your love is baby.
That's the Rolling Stones in Barcelona. Don't miss it.
I feel it, baby. Your love is baby. I feel it, baby.
Leave you and love you for today, first day of autumn 2017. Thanks for tuning in and El Foro Musical and Mr. Q.
Woman, woman, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul.
Leave in love you here. Del Foro Musicale, Mr. Q. Thanks for tuning in. You know where we are. Yes, every Saturday from 8 p.m. local time in España, Madrid time. Leave ya and love ya. Bye bye.
Thank you.